a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell out of town, in for Scott. Sam Farnsworth from KSL, from KSL 5 Television. And Sam.
It's a real party.
Listen, we've got all sorts of things going on. We got the Dolphins up on the screen, and I'm excited. So there you go. Look, another NFL weekend, and you've got college football, of course, and we're just crossing our fingers over the next little while that in the next, 36 hours that BYU can stay
healthy, still play.
We know that there are going to be some COVID positive. There are some COVID positive tests that BYU's had, and how long and who all is affected by that, right. We don't exactly know. And when Greg Wrubell came on with us, he said that. He goes, look, we're not going to know until probably game time to know who some of these cats are who are going to be out this week. The question is will they be able to put together a full team? Mm-hmm. I told him, look, if it's the running back position, you start throwing some of those guys that played running back in high school, and you go, no, yeah, he's our running back.
Yeah,
we got a running back. We can still play. It's when you start putting guys at defensive end that are 5'11 and 206 pounds, it starts to become
an issue. He's a speed rusher.
He's got
some
real talent. Yeah. Who's playing quarterback for you? Don't worry about it. His last name is Romney, but he lives in American Fork most of the time. So, all right. So we're looking forward to the weekend, of course.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to how things go. Now, this is a game that we like to play. When Scott's around, we play it usually, but he's not around. So guess what? Sam's going to play with us. It's our What Are the Odds? Let's go ahead and jump right in here.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
Hey, Sam, here's the game. Easy enough to follow along.
Yeah.
I give you a scenario, or you give me a scenario, and we decide from 0 to 100 the percent chance that that thing will or will not happen. So
yep.
Easy enough to do. Every so often, I throw a jersey number out. You've got to decipher
jersey
that.
Number. I like that.
The jersey number usually ends up being the percentage. So Scott and I have gone to faithfully going, that's an Art Monk 81%. Very faithfully going to some weird. And because Scott played in the NFL when he did, he's digging up some crazy numbers on some of those jerseys. But that's a
right.
Those are bonus
points. I love it. All right.
If you're going to do
all
that.
Right,
so,
let's do it.
What are the odds? Starts off with this one right here. Sam, what are the odds this weekend, by the way? I just want to throw this out there. If you're going to do the branding thing for BYU, they can't technically let more fans in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. We call
sold
it a
out.
Sellout. First sellout at LaBelle Edwards Stadium. And,
it's been a while.
Yeah. So not a seat in the house literally for anybody to sit in. So I'm going to call it a sellout, and that's where we're going to go. Sam, what are the odds the New England Patriots win the AFC East this year? So now we're starting off easy fare here.
All right. Softball.
Cam Newton, 1-1, hosting the John Grudens this weekend. Our Las Vegas Raiders.
And Tim Hughes.
So what do you have?
So New England, I still think they're going to be a good team. I think they
are a good team for sure.
Yeah. I'll just answer the question. I'm going to go with a Steve Atwater 27%.
Of course, there's going to be a Bronco to start things off.
He's a Hall of Famer. Come on. 27%.
It more has to do with the Bills maybe
exactly.
being so good, right?
It totally has to do with the Bills. New England can win 9-10 games this year and be in the playoffs. I think the Bills are pretty legit. And I'll be honest, I was near the front of the train that thought Josh Allen was not going to be a great NFL quarterback. I still have a few maybe bits of skepticism within me, but the way he played last Sunday, wow. I was super impressed with where he's developed in his NFL career. They've got a solid team. McDermott could be the coach of the year, leading the team to the AFC East title.
That's pretty fun, though. So, it's been 17 years in a row. The thing is,
that's where I'm going.
It takes a lot more to dethrone a 17-year division champ than just going, well, you don't have the Tom Brady anymore. The organization's still there. Belichick's wearing really ratty stuff still to practice and at the press conferences afterward. I'm going to go with a solid Mike Singletary 50% chance. Yeah, dude, just because it doesn't matter how good the Bills are, it's the Patriots. And there
You're
is a
right.
mental block.
Right.
All these teams have for so long, they just go, well, I guess we're playing the champs this weekend.
Yeah, when Buffalo, plays New England.
Yes,
right?
They just know. Sam, what are the odds BYU stays ranked through the season? Because then you're adding in the other conferences joining, including the Pac-12, including the Big Ten. When they start getting into the rankings, BYU might do well, but find themselves taking a back seat to some of these bigger conference teams.
So I kind of want to divide this into two categories, right? There's through the season or ranked by the end of the season.
Okay.
But that's two different things, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that they stay ranked through the season.
Mm-hmm.
What number was he? 55?
Who?
Stan Ross, BYU.
Wow.
I'm trying to tie it in
here. No, I don't know.
Anyway, whatever.
If you have to Google it, you're missing the point.
I'll go with about a 55% chance because you mentioned it. We've got the Big Ten coming back in, and they are currently not in the rankings.
Right.
Now the Pac-12 is going to be back in. And just because even just announcing that they're playing again might pop some of these teams back into the rankings. I mean, look, I was looking at some of the preseason rankings here. This is where Ohio State was in the top three, right? Oregon was in the top 10. Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, USC, Utah, Iowa State, Iowa, Arizona State, all preseason top 25. And if people still are in love with these teams, they're going to pop right back.
It's
going to
be like
the
weirdest patch together rankings by the end
of the
year. It's
going to be interesting. So as a result, teams like BYU and others could just slide out because they're popping these teams in. It doesn't mean that BYU's not going to have a good year.
No, it's not about that. It's about where everybody gets plugged in.
Exactly.
If BYU misses games, they'll just go, look, you've been idle for the last 17 days again. We're not going to do this. I'm going to go Mitch Payne 38%.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, if we're going to go BYU number. all right, will Utah play all of their Pac-12 games? What are the odds that they will play all their games? So we got to get through more of these. So we better go quick.
Yeah, I'll go quick.
What are the odds that Utah plays all their Pac-12 games? It's our poll question as well. You can weigh in on. Most say that there's no way it's going to happen. So most say that it's not going to happen. But be hopeful. Maybe you're one of those hopeful guys. I don't know.
I'll be hopeful. My birth year, 78%.
Okay.
I'm hopeful. But, man, I'll tell you what. I'm curious to see what they do up there in Boulder. I'm curious to see how they handle things on the West Coast.
I'm going to go with Alex Smith, 11%.
11%.
Okay. It's going to be low. Speaking of quarterbacks, John Elway, not having a good go so far. I brought this one up just for you. What are the odds John Elway stays in power in Denver after the next 5 years?
7%.
John Elway, 7%. I like it.
And it's...
Is Bubby Brister 6? I'm going to go with a 6% just to go
Bubby
lower.
Bubby Brister 6%. It's not because he's going to be...
Jim Harbaugh 4%.
he's not going to necessarily get forced out. But when the contract expires, I think that's where they both decide, you know what, it's been a good run. It's time for me to retire. It's time for the Broncos to go in a new direction.
What are the odds the Miami Heat win the NBA title? They're up 3-1 right now in the series. Yeah. Game 5, of course, coming up. And then up over the weekend, they might already be in the NBA Finals. I mean, come on.
Dwayne Wade, 3%.
Oh, wow. To win it?
To win
They're one of the last four teams.
I don't care.
And they've got the momentum, baby.
Look, I don't care for the Lakers as much as the next Jazz fan, but the Lakers are going to win this thing. And I know they're in a tight one with the Nuggets right now, and who knows, but I still think the Lakers are winning.
You know what? I'm going to go in the Alonzo morning.
33%.
Just because of the Heat tie-in, too.
Good job.
All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. Mitch Harper, our BYU insider, joining us next. So many facets of and so much information going on in this BYU game and the possibility of this thing getting kicked off on Saturday. What are the chances that that game's even going to go off? I'm giving it the
100%.
99.9%. Mitch is going to talk to us. Plus, one of the weirdest reads on KSL Sports we've seen in a long time. Tom Brady was getting flirted with by BYU. Man. A possible Nick Mo in the late 90s with BYU. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.